Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Gimel, and we're holding the third line from the top. It's Sanhedrin, daf Gimel, Amud Aleph, where the Gemara begins, Ela Me'ata. So just to do a very quick summary of what we learned, which will be the introduction into today's Gemara. Remember, we started off the Mesechta and the Mishnah, Dine Mamedes B'Shloisha, and then we said, Gezeilos V'Chavoles B'Shloisha. And the Gemara asked, isn't Gezeilos V'Chavoles by definition part and parcel of Dine Mamedes? Why do we have to repeat Dine Mamedes B'Shloisha? And Gezeilos V'Chavoles B'Shloisha. And the Gemara answered, according to the first answer about Gemara, that what you're supposed to do after Dine Mamedes B'Shloisha is put in a colon, or if you want an equal sign. Which Dine Mamedes are we referring to when we say Shloisha? We mean Gezeilos V'Chavoles, to the exclusion of Hoidois V'Halvois. Gezeilos V'Chavoles require Shloisha. However, when you're talking about Hoidois or Halvois, Hoidois V'Halvois both involve loans. Hoidois means that there's a modem b'miktsas. Halva is these koifer bakol. In both cases, you have a litigation between the malve and the loive. In that case, you don't have the din of the Shloisha. And the Gemara says,
why
there's no
three
din.
And not two?
Sorry?
And why, and shako.
Why three and not two? Okay. Basically, not
Eidus. Yeah, everything is the best. I'm sorry, I should have explained that. You're right. Shloisha means the best. Three Dayanim, three rabbis on the rabbinical tribunal. You're 100% right. Shkoyach. Thank you for allowing for that clarification. Yeah, that was our loss. Our loss. We still feel it. Please don't make it worse. Don't pour salt in the wound. We feel it, the loss that you are taking. But we're delighted that you're here today. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara said that the definition of Dine Mamedes V'Shloisha, what are we referring to? Referring to Gezeilos V'Chavoles, someone stealing, or someone making a hezek, chas v'sholom, giving a patch to someone else. Those require the three. What does that come to exclude? The cases of loans, where you have a moed v'mixis, or you have a full koifer bakol, talking about a regular halva, there the halacha is different. And the Gemara asked, what do you mean that it's different? Don't you need a bezin of three as well? Sure you need a bezin of three as well. What the Mishnah is telling us is that min ha-toira, both in the case of the gezeilos v'chavoles, and in the case of the hoidois v'halvois, min ha-toira, you need not only three rabbis, you need three chief rabbis. You need three mumchim that really know their stuff. What did Daniel call it yesterday? Three specialists, three experts. That's what you need min ha-toira. However, says our Mishnah, mid-rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, when it comes to halva'ois, we cut it down. You don't need three mumchim, even three hedjoitois is sufficient. Why is that? So the Gemara tells us, shleitinol delas bifnei lovin. That means a malva typically is not in the mood to go and lend money. Remember, we're not talking about with ribbis, we're talking about without ribbis. So what benefit does he get? The benefit he gets, he's doing a mitzvah. That's very nice. But lemaisa, he's a little bit noivis. In a year from now, when it's come the maturity date, will the loiva have money? Won't he have money? I don't know. 50-50, 80-20. He's kind of noivis about it. So we try to remove as many impediments and limitations as possible. One of them, the Gemara Lamashal said, that min ha-toira, you have to do a drisha v'chakira every time, not only by dinei nefashos, but also by dinei mamonis, which would include halvois. What means drisha v'chakira? You have to ask a million questions. What day of the week was it? What hour was it? What was the person wearing? When did it take place? Where did it take place? There are tons and tons of questions, which we're going to deal with later in our Masechta. We do not do that by dinei mamonis. By dinei mamonis, it's kind of light questioning and light testimony. They don't have to go into every single little detail. But min ha-toira, says the Gemara, really and truly by dinei mamonis, you'd also have to go into those minutia. The reason why we don't enforce that, midrabanan, kiloi shetinel, delas mifnei lam. We're afraid that the malva is going to say, I have two wonderful edim that are testifying, that will testify, that this loan took place. And a year from now, the Bezin is going to ask all types of questions. What type of, what was the color of his pants? Was it green? Was it blue? Was it yellow? I don't know. One will say it was blue, and the other will say it was green. Okay, disqualified, Adam, you're makhich each other. So the Malveh says, oi, oi, oi. And then you tell the Malveh, you have to have three mumchen. Okay, in Lakewood or in Buru Park, maybe I can find three mumchen. But here in the west side, there are not so many mumchen walking down the street. So it's going to be difficult to get together a Bezdin. Oi, oi, oi. I don't know if the guy's going to have the money in a year from now. I don't know if I won't have problems with the Edim being makhish, contradicting each other. I don't know if I can get three mumchen. So the Ravonim said, you know what? To encourage and incentivize people to go and give halvois, to give loans, we're going to try to take away as many of the burdens as possible. So no drish of chakira. You're of course going to ask basic questions, but we don't have to know what color pants he was wearing. As well as, you don't have to have a bez in a panel of three great rabbis. Three ordinary rabbis is also okay. Three hajoites. So therefore, what does the Mishnah now tell us? Dini mamanis bishloisha, you need three mumchen. When do you need three mumchen? Colon or equal sign? By gzeilois vachavolis. There you need three mumchen. And now, parenthetically, if you're talking about halvois, you'd need three, but you don't need three mumchen. Even three hedjoites is sufficient. And that's where we left off yesterday. Now the Gemara continues on the third line. Elamiyat. Now that midrabanan, you are elevating, or you are upgrading the status of hedjoites, and you're saying that they are the same as mumchen when it comes to a litigation about a halvoa, about a loan. Oh, so you're saying that midrabanan, it's fine, hedjoites are just like mumchen. If that's the case, liyishalmu, then they shouldn't have to go and pay if they make a mistake. We're going to have later on in Amisekhta that what happens if the Bezdin made a mistake. Things can happen, after all. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yase tov lo yechta. We're only basar v'doms, nobody is perfect. So what happens if you have three mumchim on a taka bezin of mumchim, and they paskin potter or chayiv, and then it turns out someone shows them, this is a befeirish, a chuvis of kivege, chuvis chasam soifit, chuvis leid of Yehuda, where it says just the opposite. Oy, and now the three rabbis, they turn white. Ay, 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 we made a boo-boo. What's the halacha? Potter milishalim. Since when they entered into this tribunal to go and paskin, they did it with all the sincerity, and with all the honesty, with all the integrity. But unfortunately, they made a mistake. The halacha is potter milishalim. Why is it potter? Mechem will get to daf lamed gimel. The Gemara will discuss that in greater detail. But our Gemara is being medayik. Sounds like only if the three rabbis happen to be taka mumchem. But what happens if they happen to be just three hedjoites? Apparently this rule does not apply. And if they made a buba, they would have to go and pay. Frey Timura, if the chachomim are authorizing three hedjoites to go and paskin dine toira legabi halvois, so they're saying that they are in the same status for these purposes like a mumcha. So just like a mumcha doesn't have to pay if he makes a mistake, they too, these hedjoites, should also not have to go and pay if they make a mistake. That's the Gemara's kasha. Zok the Gemara, no, you're wrong. Think about what you're asking. The whole reason why the Chacham said a hedjit can act instead of a mumcha in these cases is Shloi Tinel Dallas. If you're going to go and say that if they make an error, that they don't have to go and pay, then the Malvu will say, there's so many strikes against me. The Loivim may not have money to go and pay. The Orev may not be won't have any money to go and pay. I'm going to have to ask all of these drishes for Chakirois min HaTorah. If I'm going to have three mumchen diaraisa. No, so the rabbis say, Chazal say, no, you don't have to have three mumchen, even three hedjoites. And what happens if they make a mistake, which is far more likely if in fact they're hedjoites? No, they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay, oy, oy, oy. The loiva won't pay. The Ariv's not going to have to pay. The Bezin won't have to pay. Mali the Tzara's, why am I getting involved in all of this? And so therefore, the Chum said, no, no. If the Hedjoites make a mistake, they will have to pay. So at least I know that that avenue is not closed to me, says the Malvin. Okay, very nice. Freyti Mara, Ihochi Tarti Ketani. Let me ask you a question. Why is the Mishnah seemingly repetitive? Meaning, the Mishnah starts off, Dine Mamanis Bishloisha, and then continues on, Chavolois, and Gzeilis for Chavolois Bishloisha, and we said that those are basically the same terms, that you put in an equal sign or a colon. What do we mean, Dine Mamanis Bishloisha? We mean three Mumchem, and who are the three Mumchem? Where do you require these three Mumchem? By case of Gzeilois and Chavolois. So says Yimara, I lechayit have a better way of explaining the Mishnah. Instead of having to say that the Mishnah is somewhat repetitive, and that dinim mominis equals gzeilus v'chavolis, why don't you go and say the following? Dinim mominis b'shloisha. What is that referring to? Shloisha hedyotais by hoidois v'halvois. That's the first shloisha. And now, put a full period there, start a new sentence, gzeilus v'chavolis b'shloisha, with three mumchem. So I don't have to say now that the dinim mominis b'shloisha equals Zeilus for Chavalas Bishloisha, but rather the Mishnah is telling us two separate halachas. The dini moment is of regular moment is like loans that take place, or for thee you need three. What type of three? Three hedyotas. Zeilus Chavalas, now you get an upgrade, no more of three hedyotas. Now you need also three, but you need three mumchim. Zokti yamara ihochi tar tikatoni. Why don't we learn pshat in the Mishnah different than the way we were learning until now? Let's say dinim mominis shloisha means shloisha adyotis. Zeilus chavolis b'shloisha mumchim. And there's another reason why we should learn it that way. Because v'oid shloisha, shloisha lamali. If you're telling me the way we learned until now, dinim mominis b'shloisha equals zeilus chavolis b'shloisha, says Rashi, all the Mishnah would have to say is dinim mominis dehainu zeilus v'chavolis is b'shloisha. Why does it repeat the shloisha twice? And therefore, Elomar Rava. Rava says, I agree with all of what we said until now in terms of the difference between gzeilus v'chavolos and between hoidois v'halvois. That gzeilus v'chavolos, both of them in Hatoida, you require three mumchim. That's for sure. However, midraban and rabbanan tzeh behalvois. You only need three hedyotas. But instead of learning like we learned until now, which was Reb Avohu, right at the beginning of the Gemara yesterday, that mahin ketani, mahin would be like in English, you would say, dini mominis b'shloisha, comma, i.e., that is, what are we referring to? We're referring to gzeilus v'chavolos, and that's shloisha. Says Rava, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go and put in the i.e., that is, and you don't have to go and repeat the word shloisha. But rather, says Rava, well, I agree, in terms of the halacha, to what Reb Avohu says in the Mishnah, but textually, I'm going to improve on Reb Avohu. And Tarti Ketani. But I'm going to learn Mishum de Reb Chanina. Who's Reb Chanina? Reb Chanina is the one that said on the bottom of the Amid Beis, Tvar Toyra Echadina Mamnes, Echadina Nefashis, Bedrish of Chakira. So therefore, I'm going to learn the Mishnah in accordance with the way Reb Avohu learned, and in accordance with the way that Reb Chanina learned, with a slight tweaking. What is a tweak? That's referring to hoidois v'halvois. What type of shloisha? Any shloisha. Shloisha hedyotis. Full stop. Exclamation point. Start now a new din. Gzeilus chavolos. Oh, that's shloisha. Not the same shloisha we're talking about until now. Talking about shloisha mumchem. Oh, so with this, you don't have any repetition, and the Mishnah reads better, if you will. So, bottom line is, Rav is learning the same pshat as Reb Avohu, but he just changes around a little bit how you define and how you explain the words. But the halach is the same. However, Rav Acham read of Ika Omar, Midiraisa Chad Nami Kosher, when it comes to Hilchay Zaydois, Vahalvois, Menatoira, even one is enough. Why is one enough?
One mumcha.
One die and one mumcha would be enough. How do I know? How do we know that you needed three until now? So that was yesterday's Gemara. We're going to talk about it on the Amid Beis because it says the word Elihim three times. That the Nikar Balabais Elu Elihim. And then we're going to have again, it says, Ki Huze Adu Elihim Yobit Vashneim Asher Yashiun Elihim. So they're from the three Elihims. This is not Elikim Rabbi Yishalem. We're talking about the Dayanim. So these three Dayanim, they have to officiate. But that was, those were Psukim, which are written by the din of gzeilos. It's talking about a case of a bikadoin where the shomer refuses to give it back and says it was stolen. However, here we're talking about hoidois v'halvois, and the pasuk says betzevik tishpoit amisecha. So tishpoit, says Rashi, is a lashon yochid. It doesn't say tishpetu. A shofet has that sound of being a professional judge with the black robes and everything, not just a hedget. So min ha'toyer b'emesin, you only need one by hoidois. So Ibazoi, so why does our Mishnah require three? And Mishum Yoishve Karanois, because I'm afraid that if you're gonna go and take, okay, so I said before one Mumcha, I'm sorry, the Gemara is saying is that Minatoyer you only need one hedgeite. The reason why you don't take just one hedgeite, because there are many people outside which are Yoshvei Koronis. Yoshvei Koronis literally means people that sit on the corners, but in Yiddish it's Leidegeirs. Leidegeirs means people that are not really active in business, but they're available to be rabbis and tribunals. They have nothing else to do anyway, you know. I have no appointments today, no closings, no conference call, no gunish. I'll be happy to be, why not? I'll be happy to be the dying over here. A nobody. So therefore, the rabbi said, because of that, you need three people on the panel, not just one. I can find not just one Yoshvei Koronis, I can find three Yoshvei Koronis. There are a lot of people, Leidegeirs out there, that don't work and they're not interested in working, they're not interested in anything. So if you even if you collect together three average people, even if at least one or two of them are Yoshvei Koronis, but at least one of the three had episcopate, learned something. Rashi says, Sheshoma me chachoma me dayonim, halacha is din milva. He went to a shir once in a while. He still remembers from his youth when he learned in yeshiva. He learned a little bit of a kamba, but matziyash naimosa, epis gedenkta. So therefore, go and make a rule of three hedjoitis. At least one of them has epis ashaiches. Yoshua, I heard the chsam soifi. What do you think? I'm a hamhuret. I don't know nothing. Of course I know something. Anyway, so that's why they said you have to have three. Sfrei timura. But you're saying now, so this starts the other way around. In other words, until now, Rabbi Vo and Rabbi said, the Minotaur, you need three mumchim. The Chachamim said, you know, let's make it a little bit more lenient, a little bit lighter for Hoytois, for Halvois. You only need three Hedjotis. Here, we're starting the other way around. That this man, the Yomar, Rabbi Chavrid, Ravika says, that Minotaur, you only need one Hedjot, and it's a Chum that went and said, not one, let's get three. So at least one of them would be up to Shtikl Tamar Chochem, and then presumably he will influence the other two when they're sitting down. Hey, who's right and who's wrong? The Malva, who's the Malva, who's the Loiva? I'm not sure. So one of them will have a little bit of brains and will say to the other two, come on, weren't you listening? Didn't you have your ears open? Were you just looking at your iPhone the whole time? Don't you know? And therefore he'll teach the others, and presumably they'll come up with the right psak. So that's, you start off with one Minatayra, three Midraban. Now the same kasha that we asked at the outset of today's shir. If you're going to go and tell me that the Chacham authorized three hedyotis to go and paskin the shayla, so why shouldn't they have the status just like mumchim, where we say that you get judicial immunity? Very good. Why don't you say by the three hedyotis they also get judicial immunity because the Chacham said three hedyotis is sufficient? And for the Gemara, what you're going to do is you're going to incentivize people to continue to be amaratzim and to never to go to a shir in their lives, because they'll hear that they are available at any time to go on a rabbinical tribunal to go and decide cases. Oh, that's wonderful. What do I have? And you're telling them that they have judicial immunity. If they make a mistake, it's okay. Nothing to worry about. Why do I have to look into a safer? Why do I have to learn Shnai Mochsim? Why do I need any of this? I'll be the rabbi. If I do the right thing, it's great. And if not, okay. And I'm off the hook anyway. Fine. So with this now, we have two shotim in the Mishnah. L'choira, bottom line, it comes out the same. That when it comes to Hoidois, V'halvois, you need three hedyotis, either because we started from three mumchim and we went down, we had a downgrade to three hedyotis, because Shleitinul Delos from three lovin, or that the emes we're getting an upgrade, because in Hatoyi you only need one, and we upgrade them from one to three. So what difference does it make? My Ikka bin Rav, the Rav Acha Breda of Ikka, is there an Afkimina? Simur, yes, Ikka bin Ayim. The Yom Shmuel, a famous halach of Shmuel, we have this a number of times in Shas, that avada, a bezin, is supposed to have three, but what happens if you have shnaim shedonu? Two people got together and they made a bezin of two. Dinei and din, it works. Elishenikru bezin chotzef, this happens to be a bezin chotzef, a chutzpah, that they have the gall only to take two. You're supposed to have three. And therefore, if you're over on the din of having three, and you only have two, it works, but it's a bezin chotzef. What's the chutzpah, says Rashi? Avru al takonis chacham. The chacham said, you always have to have three. In other words, in our case, l'moshol, even though Minat Torah, you have to have one. Chacham said, you have to have three. Zokti Mar, l'rava less lady Shmuel. Rava holds that Shmuel is incorrect. What means incorrect? He says that shnaim shedonu dinei and din, that's sufficient. B'diavad, avad l'chatchilenat. It's bezin chotzer, but it works. Says Rava, no, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because Rava says you always need three. All the Chacham did was they were more lenient. By halvois, they say you don't need three. Mumchim, even three had joint, but you only need three. And you're dealing with two. Two, that's unauthorized. It's not qualified. It's a gatenish. Not competent. You have to have a minimum of three. Therefore, that's Lady Shmuel. Rav Acha ben Rav Ika is Lady Shmuel, because he holds men of Torah, you only need one. And here you got two. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Avadi should have three, because that's a Kodesh Chacham. It's a chutzpah to take only two. If one works, then certainly two works according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, like Shmuel. Okay, so now that we've gone through the Din of Mamonis, and we've gone through the Gzeilois v'chavolois, the next case in the Mishnah is Nezek and Chotzi Nezek and the Din of Tashlume Kefal and Arbo v'chamisha, that's also Bishloisha. So Frank Timura, Nezek Hainu Chavolois. Chavolois, remember we said, means a person gives a patch, Chas Hashem, to somebody else. If he gives a patch, Rashi reminded us on Daf Beis, then you have to pay up to five Tashlumen. Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boishes. Well, the first one is Nezek. So, Oy Bazoy, once we said the word Chavala, and Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mona, says Barry, and therefore we have in it also Nezek, so why are we repeating the word Nezek? Nezek, Hainu, Chavalois. So, I'll tell you why. Mishim Dekaboy, Lemisna, Chutzi Nezek. Because the one right after Nezek is Chutzi Nezek, so we don't want to leave Chutzi Nezek on its own. We say, normally, it's Nezek. But in certain cases, you have Chutzi. We're the case of Chutzi Nezek, when you have a Shortam, where it's a case of a Shortam that went and did a Hezek through Karen. The first two, three times, you only pay Chutzi Nezek, and only after that does it go and mushroom and get upgraded to full Nezek. Okay, so you don't want to start off with a Chutzi Nezek, you start off with Nezek, Chutzi Nezek, fine. Therefore, Mishum the Kaboy Lemisne Chutzi Nezek, Tami Nami Nezek Shalit. Frey Timura, you still have the same question. Chutzi Nezek Nami Hainu Chavolis. Chutzi Nezek is included in Chavolis. What means it's included in Chavolis? Because if you have, for instance, a behemoth that's Mazik, a person, also the first three times he has to go and pay Chutzi Nezek. Now, that being the case, so Chutzi Nezek is included in Chavolis, that you have to go and pay the Nezek. And if it's a person that hits another person, Tzar, Riba, Shevis, and Boishes. But Nezek applies, and Chutzi Nezek is part and parcel of Nezek. So again, we're repeating ourselves. So Timur, Tanam Amayna, Uktani Knasa. Until now, the Chavolis were talking about Mamayn. Nezek is Mamayn, that's compensatory damages. How much Hezek did this person make? How do you go and measure Nezek? Mitchum will have later in the Masechta, that you have to go, we had also in Bava Kamma. What means Nezek? That you go to the Shuk of Avodim and say, until now this person was Baruch Hashem Gezunt. How much was he worth at that time? Gezunt? $100,000. Now Nebuch, he's missing an arm or a leg or a limb or a this or a that. He's now down to $10,000. So that's the discrepancy, the difference between the two. That would be the Hezek that the person has caused.
Could you remind us, please, when the short is Chatzi Nezek, there's no Boshes, but is that Tsar and Ripui?
That's only by an Odom, not by a Shor.
Thank you.
No problem. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, Hainu Chavolis, Tanam Amayna Ketoni Knasa, but the Chutzi Nezek, that's a Knas. So therefore, we first have the Nezek and the Zelis and Chavolis, that's all Mamayna, and then we introduce Knas, the Chutzi Nezek. Right tomorrow, Chutzi Nezek is a Knas. Hani Yech Lamandiyah Mabalganizk Knasa, Elamandiyah Balganizk Mamayna, Mayek Lameymar. So we had this back in Mesechus Bava Kama, and Machloik is, why does the Torah say Chutzi Nezek? Is Chutzi Nezek something which is punitive, or Chutzi Nezek is in fact Rachmanis from the Rabbeinu Shalom? What does that mean? The normal, regular shor that walks down the street, do you consider that to be a dangerous animal, or do you consider it to be typically a very timid, normal animal, unless you tease it, unless you give it a hard time, like the matadors do with their red capes and stuff like that? So what's the normal situation? So one man Yama holds that really a behemah, every behemah, has the possibility at all times of getting angry and of goring and of causing tzuris and all the rest. So therefore, even the first time, you should have to do a proper shmira to make sure that your animal doesn't go berserk and doesn't go wild and doesn't gore people. Says Rabbeinu Shalom, it's true. But since it's only the first time, we give a break. Second time, we give a break. Third time, we give a break. Fourth time, now you know that this animal is dangerous. Ah, sakona. It's like a ze'ev, like a doiv, like exactly any one of the five that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Yes, anochash is dangerous. So after three times, then you have to go, and the fourth time you have to go and bay nezek shalim. But the first three times, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have rachman. On the other hand, it could be that a stam shvorim b'cheskis shimur kaimi, a normal animal, doesn't go and go and bite. Any of you who have any relatives that live in Brooklyn and come to visit the West Side, and I have relatives like that that come to visit us from time to time, they see a dog walking down the street, they immediately go to the other side. And if they see a dog on the other side, then they walk in the street among the cars because they are afraid of dogs. Even if the dog is only 3 inches long and is only 2 pounds, they are noibus, they are afraid. Okay, whether you have to be afraid of dogs or not, that I leave for your own conjecture and your own thoughts. Here we're talking about a shard, a regular shard. Do you have to be nervous? Don't you have to be nervous? So one man yama holds that stam shvar mcheskes shimar kaimi, a normal shard doesn't go around and gore. Normal shard are nice animals. You can even pat it. I wouldn't recommend it, but you can pat it on the back and it's just like a dog and it'll smile and you'll smile and everything is fine and dandy. So why do you have to go and pay chutz nezik? Kadosh Baruch Hu put on a knas and said, even though your normal shor is like a nice guy, but you gotta be careful. Therefore, we put on a knas. You should have watched it, and therefore go and you pay chutz nezik. Says a machloik is whether palganiska is knas or palganiska is mummy. So if you have palganiska's kenosa, that's a very good teretz. You're saying the reason why the Mishnah tells us nezek and then chotzi nezek, because nezek is like the chavolis and like the gzeilis, that's compensation, compensatory damages. Chutzi nezek, on the other hand, is a kenas, it's punitive damages. Oh, so you have to have a separate category, that's why the Mishnah has to go and list it. But if you're going to go and tell me that the whole din of palganiska is also mamayna, so this is big mamayna, this is smaller mamayna, but lemais, it's all mamon. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat both nezek and chutz nezek? My kolamayim to dwell. I did the kavoy the mister teshlumi kef teshlumi above a chamisha to mamon she'enoy mishtalim beroish who tananam chutz nezek the mamon she'enoy mishtalim beroish. What is this expression? Ein mishtalim beroish. So Rashi says that the word roish means keren. Keren means the compensation. It means the normal amount. The principle. Oh, that's the principle. Thank you. Where do we have this word beroish? Says Rashi. It says in the pasuk v'shilam oisei beroishai v'chamishisa yoisef olav. Shilam oisei beroishai. You have to go and return the principle that was stolen, that was robbed, that was not paid. That's beroishai. So that means principle. So both the chotzi nezik and the kefil and above v'chamisha have one thing in common: that you're not paying the principle in its normal original amount. You're either paying more or you're paying less, but you're not paying that amount. So in the case, for instance, of Chatzin Hezek, the entire Hezek that the Shor caused was $100, you got to pay $50. So you're not paying the amount of the principal, you're paying less. On the other hand, in those cases where you had a Gneva, for instance, where you're entitled to receive Kefal, so you're not getting principal, you're getting double, Teshlumei Kefal. Same thing if a person stole a shor v'seh, utvochay umachoroi, he has to go and pay arba v'chamisha. So that's not paying the principal. I know you're thinking to yourself, it's 4 or 5 times the principal. Shtimt. What the one means to say is that the compensation package at the end of the day is not the amount of the principal, it's something different. It's either half, it's double, or 4 and 5. So einachanami, even if you were to hold that palganiska is mamoina, the reason why we have Chatzin Nezik in the Mishnah is because it goes along with the others, the Tashlumi Kef, the Tashlumi Baba Chamisha, that these are all mamonis, Sheina Mishtalim Beroish. You don't go and pay the exact amount of the original damage, but rather you're paying less or more. So therefore, Tananami Chatzin Nezik, the Mamon Sheina Mishtalim Beroish. Okay, that's Chatzin Nezik. Ba'idi the Kaboy, the Misa Chatzin Nezik, Tananami Nezik. So therefore, what the Mara is saying, bottom line is, we've told you already that you have to go and pay mamonis. And we've said that that means, depending on which shot you learn in the Gemara, that means the gzeilos or chavolis. And what means gzeilos or chavolis? Chavolis. Chavolis means that you cause damage. You can have damage to a person, you can have damage to an animal. But in all of those cases, you have to go and pay the nezek. So why did it have to say nezek? It says nezek because of chotzi nezek. Well, why did we need to say chotzi nezek? Because chotzi nezek is a knas. That's if you hold Palganiska Knosa. But if Palganiska Mamayna, so why are you repeating Nezek and Chatzin? Well, repeating Chatzin Nezek because after that you have the Kefal and you have the Dalav Hey, and Kefal and Dalav Hey is not Mishtalim Baroish. Here too, the Chutzin Nezek is not Mishtalim Baroish. It's not the actual amount of damages. It's more or less. So therefore, the Kefal and the Dalav Hey we had to put in because that's not normal. That's not Mamayna. That's Knas, if you will. Now, in addition to that, I threw in the Chutzi Nezik, whether it's Knas or not Knas, but it's not Mishtal Baroish. Once I have Chutzi Nezik, I throw in Nezik as well. Okay, now the Gemara goes over what we already discussed earlier and what we discussed yesterday on the Amud Beish. That you said that you have to have a Bezin, a panel of three. Where do you take this from? The Tana Bana, Shteitach in the Braise, Shteitin Posik. Nikra Balabais, well, him Leisholach Yodim Mlechas Re'eu. This is really talking about a situation of a shoimer, where the mafkid comes to the shoimer and says, give me back my watch, give me back my money, give me back the object that you're holding for me. And the person says, I'd like to give it back, but it was stolen. It was stolen. And you know, I'm a shoimer chinam. Shoimer chinam is potter, b'gneiv of aveda. Aganav took it from me. What am I supposed to do? I feel so bad for you. But what happens if Maloyi Motzi Aganef? What happens if this is baloney? There was no Ganef. You know who the Ganef was? The Shoimer was the Ganef. He is the one that stole. Oh, so what do you do? So now we have a litigation. Nikra Balabais, the owner of the object, goes Elohim to the Shoifet, to the judge. Harikanechad, one Elohim is one. Now the reason why it says Elihim as opposed to, for instance, the Dayan or the Shoifer or something like that, so the Rashi at the top tells you, it's to tell you there's a din of mumchen. See the Rashi in the third and fourth line? Ein dorsh and tchilis, we'll get to that later what that means. But the minyan delegufi asa delboi mumchen delihim, the word Elihim, loshen gedula virabonis. It means someone who is elevated, someone who is of a higher madrega, so to speak. Oh, so that's a mumcha, that's an Elihim, that's why we use that term. And Rashi says here on the bottom of Beis Amid Beis, he brings about five lines from the bottom that the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yosef, and he says, "Re'ei nisaticha elihim lefaroi, I made you an elihim like the person in above Paroi, or working with Paroi, for Paroi, in the terms of that he was in charge of everything that's going on in the land in Egypt. So what means nisaticha elihim lefaroi? I made you a god for Paroi." Talking about Yosef. So Lashon Rabbonis means a Lashon Sarora. Means that this person has been elevated to a high position, and therefore he's called Elihim in that sense. But we don't mean Chas V'Shalom, Rabbeinu Shlomo. Anyway, so it says Elihim one Tarikan Echad. Now the next Pasuk, in fact, if you look at the Torah Ora Shalom, these are two Psukim back to back. First Pasuk is Shmoy Zchov Bei Zayin, they're both in Parshas Mishpatim. Emlo Yimotzi Yaganav Nikar Bayis El Elihim. And then the next pasuk says, "Al kol dvar pesh, al shor, al chamor, al sel, salmuk, kol aveda sheyomi ki huzeh, adu elihim yovei dvar shneim, esheyashin elihim ishalim shneim liyos." So it says the word elihim three times in two pesukim. So what does it come to tell you? Adu elihim yovei dvar shneim harikan shneim, esheyashin elihim harikan shloisha. Therefore, we see you need three elihims, three dayanim for your rabbinical tribunal. And they have to be mumchim, they have to be people of gedula and rabbanis, etc.
Elohim is a lashon rabim, though, so couldn't you say it should be six? Elohim is always mute rabim shnayim.
I hear you. What do you say about the rabbanu shalom? No, do we call them elikim? Are they two gods? No. So Hashem's name was also, even though, so you see the word elikim.
It has a singular sense also.
Exactly. Okay. As harikan shloish, you have three altogether, divir rabbi yoshin. Rabbi yoinis and oimer. Rishon Tchila Nemar, Vein Dorshin Tchilois. This lotion of Rishon Tchila Nemar is different than you usually see in Shas. Usually in Shas, the Gemara will often say, I need that Legufa, and therefore that is not extra, and I have the other Psukim are extra. What he means is, don't I need at least one Pasuk to go and tell you they need one Dayan? So I need the first Pasuk, Nikar Balabai, so only him. See, the only two remaining ones, so I have to learn only two, I can't learn three. Shabionis and Rishon Tchila Nemar means I need a legufa to tell you the halacha that you need a diet. Vein Darshan Tchilas. So I bazoi. How do I know three? El Adu Elihim Yavdu Ashneim Harikan Echad. Esher Yeshin Elihim Harikan Shneim. Vein Bezin Shokul Mesivin Olein Oid Echad. And we have a halacha that you can't have a Bezin Shokul, meaning an even number Bezin, because then you might decide one says Chayiv, one says Zakai. and you haven't gotten anywhere. So you always have to have a third one. But it's not only a piece seichel, it's also based on the psukim. Gemara is going to bring it shortly. Lintois achrei rabim lahatois. That the Torah is telling us is that when it comes to batei dinim, you go basar roiv. It does not have to be a unanimous decision. Once you have a majority. You can't have a majority of two. You have to have a majority of three. Oh, so that's why you have to add the third one, because ein bez v'shokum v'yachad, harika and shloisha. So l'chayre, the both Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonis are saying the exact same thing. Is Rabbi Yoshi is counting three psukim, Rabbi Yonis is counting two psukim, and he throws in ein bez v'shokum. Name of Bedosh and Tchilis Kamiflagi, the machlokes between them is, when you have three psukim like we have over here, can you use the first one which you need, Legufa, can you count that for purposes of your drasha? Or you say, no, you can't count that because I need Legufa. So that's L'chori the machlokes, it's the Ma'ar Sabah Dorsh and Tchilis, and that's why Rabbi Yoshi said it got three psukim. Ma'ar Sabah ain't Dorsh and Tchilis, and that's why you only have the benefit of the two psukim. L'chori, that's the machlokes. Two more lines. No. Everybody agrees you don't darshan tchil. So how does Rabbi Yoshia darshan the first pasuk? I'm like Rabbi Yoshia. If the first pasuk is legufeg, meaning to tell you that if you have a dispute with your chaver about a gneva, chavola, what have you, then you have to go in front of a dayan. The fact that it says elihim instead of shoifit comes to tell because shoifit also has that sound, says Rashi, of a person who is a gedula and rabbanus. Also, it's a person who is elevated and upgraded. He's not just a hedget, he's a shoifet, wearing the judicial robes. So my elohim, so why does the Torah use the term elohim? Shema minot, to tell you not only the quality of the dayan, that it's got to be a mumcha, but also come tell you the minyona, since it says in the pasuk three times elohim. It could have said, adol nikra balabai sel shoifet, and then only twice say Adolahim Yovid Vashneim, Ashishin Lehim, by the fact that it says three times the word Aliyim, comes to tell you not only the quality, but also the quantity that you have to have three.
Excuse me, these psukim are written in the Parsha of Geneva.
Not the Parsha of Geneva, in the Parsha of Pikot.
Does that require a month in according to our Mishnah? I thought that requires a Yotos.
What's the definition of gezeler? Look at the Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta on the first line. Koyve bikodim. That's a definition of gezeler. Bikodim is sholach b'yad ha'bekasa. And this first pasuk is imlo sholach yod mleches v'yeh. You're very welcome. So we're talking about the gezeler. So gezelers have to have, three, and they have to have three mumchim. And if you hold, like we said yesterday, that Erev Parshi is Kosov Khan, so it's not only referring to Gezelos, but it's also referring to Hidois V'Halvois. If it's also referring to Hidois V'Halvois, you should have to have three Mumchim there too. You're right. Those of Nehlovin. So that was yesterday's one. Very good. Now, Zokti Moravites. So the Machloik is not Doshin Chas. Everybody holds Ein Doshin. You need it. Le'atzmoy Le'gufe. So how did Rabbi Yoshi Darshin it here? Because he said, I don't need the word Elihim. I could have said the word Shoifit. So that's the Drusha. Right, tomorrow, what is Rabbi Yonison saying? Oh, he has a good point. Why Taka doesn't say Shoifit? Says Rabbi Yonison, Lishna the Alma Nokat. The Torah is talking like Lishna bin Yodim. Kid Amri Inchi. On this Ladina, Likar of the Gabi Dina. If you have a person says, oh, I have a grievance against the other guy, no, what should I do? I'm upset at him and he did something wrong. No, go to the Supreme Court. Argue it out in front of Judge Roberts. Go to the Supreme Court. So even though you don't go to Supreme Court for that, you just go to your average bezdin. The reason why people use that expression, says the Gemara, is to go and say, you know, don't bother me. You have a problem. You should go to the court, go to the Supreme Court, and work it out with it. So therefore, the pasuk says Elihim three times. It could have said the word Shoifit, but it's using Elihim in the terms of Gedul Usrara, the biggest and the highest. Yeah, go to the highest. Go to the Sanhedrin. Argue it out in front of the bezdin Agon Yushalayim. So therefore, lav davka, that leaves out the word shoifet, it's not coming to tell us the drusha of Rabbi Yoshi, you need three, but rather you only need two, and then you add one more, because ein bezden shokol. Now, thank you more, Rabbi Yoshi, lesley bezden noite. The word bezden noite is the mirror image, it's the reverse of ein bezden shokol. In other words, bezden shokol means you got two. Bezen noita means that the bezen is not allowed to have two, because you have to have a bezen which can be noita, which you can have a majority, achri rabim lahatois.
How could you have a bezen shakal according to Shmuel then, even though it's unanimous, you don't have a bezen noita?
That's why it's a chutzpah. Remember, Shmuel is learning like the Man Yama that holds a mina toira for hoidois for voice, you only need one. But tzedek tishpoit, not tishbetu.
Okay.
Tishpoit amisecha. This person is being from. He's not just saying, what? I'm taking two dayanim. Okay. Two people with the long beards on the big tummy to chacham. I'm just not taking one, I'm taking two. That's still a chutzpah. The chacham said you have to have three. So that's a chutzpah. But the maisa works with the eved because you only needed one.
Okay.
Yeah. According to that Shmuel, according to that mandiyama. But all of these mandiyama hold, you need three min ha-toira. Oh, if you need three min ha-toira, doesn't Reb Yoshia, doesn't he require a Bezdin Noita? And if he requires a Bezdin Noita, why doesn't he learn like Reb Yoinesen? Don't learn from the first Pasuk of Nikra Balabayas, but rather from the other two Alihims. And because, like Reb Yoinesen said, Ein Bezdin Shokol, you always have to have a Bezdin Noita, so that's why you have to have three. Even though it doesn't say Befeish in the Pasuk, in this Pasuk, we have the Acher Rabin Lahatis, but it doesn't say it over here. So doesn't Reb Yoshia agree with that you need a Bezdin Noita? So Reb Yoshia left the bezin noita, says he hold you don't need. What time you Reb Leizer ben Ashur b'Reish Aglili Oyim Matam Leimer Lintois Achi Rabim Lehatois. What does this pasuk come to tell you? Atira Umra Asay Lucha bezin noita. Every time, make sure they have the bezin that can be noita, meaning that it's an odd number, so that you can always get a majority instead of being a bezin shokul. Where then sometimes you'd have to, the Gemara assumes if it's not a bezin noita, then maybe you have to have a unanimous decision. For instance, in a case of two, it has to be unanimous.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're always stuck. He might say chayiv. So if two both say chayiv, if two both say zakai, it's a case of a bezin shokul. A bezin noita means that you can have a majority opinion. Of course, you can have a bezin of three that also ruled unanimously. Absolutely. But they have the possibility of deciding on a majority basis, two against one. So that's called a bezin noita. So Zokti Yimura, the fact that it says, lintis acharam lahatois, is a chasim that every bezin has to be an odd number and not an even number. And assuming that Rabbi Yoshia agrees with that drasha, that he doesn't need to have three elihims, it would be enough to have two elihims, and then to add one because of ein bezin shakl. So, Akhtimara, the reason why Rabbi Yoshia doesn't hold that way, because of like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Shivim, the Nan. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, on the bottom of the Omid, how many Tayyonim do you need on the Sanhedrin HaGodah? The non-Sanhedrin HaGodah is Shoshim V'yachad. Yehuda Omer Shivim. Oh, so you see 70. 70 is a shokel, it's an even number. So what happens if the Bezin decides 34, 35, 4, and 35 against? Oh, yeah, you won't have the benefit of the Achri Rabban Lahatzais. But that's what Yehuda holds. Yehuda holds you can have a Bezin shokel by the Sanhedrin. Ah, so therefore says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda also holds you can have a bezin shokel. He doesn't agree with the drasha of lintos achrei rabim lahatos, that there always has to be bezin noita. Because after all, says Rabbi Yoshia, I have Rabbi Yehuda that holds like me, that you can have shivim. Madach, you have shivim by the Sanhedrin Agadol, so presumably every bezin.
But maybe only by the Sanhedrin Agadol, because
that's going to be the Gemara says. Everything Gemara. Aim the Shamas later, Rabbi Yehuda, but Sanhedrin Gdoila, Tachsivi Kroi. By Sanhedrin, you have psukim. Right. What psukim are those? Says Rashi, wait till Daf Yudzayin. Daf Yudzayin and Meachem, at the end of our perek, another 2 weeks, we're going to discuss what the psukim are. But those psukim say, by Sanhedrin, you have to have 70. Bashar Beitin and Mishamazle. Who says Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bezin of a smaller number also can be a bezin shokel? Maybe he agrees that if you only have a bezin, which are doing smaller matters, commercial matters, that in fact, maybe you don't need a bezin noita. Maybe bezin shokel is your, or maybe fakert. On by Sanhedrin, you can have a bezin shokel. Maybe Bashar Beidin, he agrees that you have to have a bezin noita based on lintes or achar alam lahatis. And if in fact he holds that way, presumably not only Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, then Rabbi Yoshia also holds that way. So, Vaita, we go back to square one. Why does Rabbi Yoshia need three elihims? Why doesn't he learn like Rabbi Yoshia and two elihims? How do I know the third one? Because ain bezdin shokel, you always have to have a third one. You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can have bezdin shokel. Maybe only by Sanhedrin, maybe not by other batidinim. Vachitayim, if you're going to tell me, loishna, nah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any distinctions. He holds across the board, bezdin shokel is fine. But tonight I'll show you now Mishnah again of yesterday. Smicha sekenim. If you're bringing a par helim davishol tzibur, and you have to do smicha on the animal, or a rivas egla, where chas v'sholom ki motzi chol ba'adama, what do you have to do? You have to bring the bezin agadol for Yerushalayim. You have to bring at least three or five, as we see, dayanim that are going to go and measure, do the medida. So, how many do you need? Says Reb Shimon, b'shloish the Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda Oimer b'chamish, you have to have five. Now, where does Reb Yehuda get the makar for five? For me, in my time with Reb Yehuda. Because it says in the Pasuk, the samchu ziknei ho'eda es yedehem. The samchu shnai. Ziknei shnai. 2 plus 2 is 4. The ein bezin shakul mesivin olin oid echad. Harikan chamisha. Wow. So we see the same Reb Yehuda when it comes to Sanhedrin. 70 is fine. Even though it's an even number, okay, no problem. Why? Sukkim daf yedzayin. But when it comes to a smaller bezin, oh, no, no. Make sure it's not a bezin shakul. You have to have a bezin noita. You have to have three. You have to have five. Is a bezoi. Rabbi Yoshia, what do you need three elihims? Just have two elihims and add ein bezin shakul, assuming that you hold Rabbi Yoshia holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshia adiv med Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoshia is, in a sense, better than Rabbi Yehuda. What does he mean, better? Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between the Sanhedrin, where you can have an even bezin shakel of 70. While Shar Bati Dinim, Rabbi Yehuda says, ein bezin shakel, be careful, make sure it's an odd number. Rabbi Yoshia, Bishar Bedinim, Nami Leslay, he says across the board, I'm, in a sense, frummer than Rabbi Yehuda, or I'm less from than Rabbi Yehuda, whichever way you want to look at it. But the point is, Rabbi Yehuda made a distinction between 70 and a small bezin of 3 or 5, whatever. I, Rabbi Yoshia, say across the board, I don't believe in this bezin noita concept. Even a bezin shakel is fine, unless the pasuk says 3 times only him, then I'm stuck, I have no choice. What does he do then with this pasuk? Achiram lahatois. Achiram lahatis means that your note to the bezin can go and decide based on the roif. You don't need that it should be unanimous. And therefore, how can you ever have the roif in the normal roif of one? You'd have it with a bezin of an odd number. You have three, it's two against one. You have five, you have three against two. And so on and so forth. But the high lintu is my overlay. Then that's where the pasuk says, Achiram lahatis. If you have a bezin of 23, then you can go after Latoiva after one, Leroa after two, but only by Dina Fashas. Abdina Mamanis Loi. But you're talking about Bedina Mamanis, this is not an absolute requirement. Min HaToira, at least on a theoretical basis, you could have a Bezdin Shakel. Freytimor, is that right? Abdina Mamanis Loi? Elohadatnan, didn't we learn another Mishnah? Shnayim Oimim Zakai V'Echer Oimir Chayiv. What's it then? Zakai. Shnayim Oimim Chayiv V'Echer Oimir Zakai. He is chayiv. So in each one of these two cases, we didn't have unanimity. We had two against one. Two against one, either zakai, or two against one, either chayiv. So by definition, since we're talking about two against one, we're obviously not talking about din nefashis. Because din nefashis, you always have to have 23. So it must be talking about din imamanis. Din imamanis, what does it say in the Mishnah? That two against one works. So you have a bezdin noita. Name of the loik Rabbi Yoshia. Because the loik Rabbi Yoshia said, you don't need three. Where do you need three? That's only by the Gezeles Lachavolit. It says in the Torah three times Elihim. But Haidoes Valvois, where it doesn't say, maybe you only need two. And therefore, this Mishnah Lachayra that says two against one works is Lachayra not like Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia said you can take him in a Bezin Shakel. Everyone, no, Athilatame Rabbi Yoshia. Maisilah Bakavachim Medin Nefashis. Even though that the Pasuk of Achir Rabbim Lahatois is referring to Din Nefashois, however, I learn a kavuchim. Matach din nefashis techamiri amrachmana zilbasaruba. Here we're talking about something very chomer. A person may chas v'shalom get executed. This is no small laughing matter. And nevertheless, the Torah says you don't need unanimous court, even if you have roif. In fact, if you remember, we have elsewhere. We have later on in Masechta. If you have a ganzes Sanhedrin that says that person is guilty, a person should be executed. Why is he walked? The Gemara calls it a Sanhedrin katlona, a Sanhedrin that went and killed someone. Well, Sanhedrin, all of them said together, it's kondisai. It must be something wrong if it's unanimous.
It's machlokus, by the way, if it means he, portrano miyad means you let him go, or if you kill him immediately. It's a machlokas later on, right?
Okay, yep, we'll get to it. But for our purposes, all we need to know is that Rabbi Yoshia says, even though the Pasuk Lintes Acher Rab Lahatos is talking about Dina Nefashis, not by Dina Mominis, but since the Torah says by Dina Nefashis, which are Chamiri, is Il Basaruba, Dina Mominis, like Koshkin Abad, you can go Basarai. However, we do not have a Pasuk that tells us that the Bezdin of the Dina Mominis has to be a Bezdin Noita. It could be a Bezdin Shakel, a Bezdin of two. Obviously, a Bezdin of two, you'll never have a Hachra of a Roif. By Tanif, you only have two. But if you have three, or you have five, even though the Torah doesn't require that it has to be dafka three or five, you could have a bezin shakel of marshal, you could have a bezin shakel of four, you could have a bezin shakel of six. But do they all have to, all four together, all six together, paskin, zakai, or chayiv? No. Why not? Since you don't have the achi rabim lahatzais, how do you know you go baserayiv? Maybe you have to have dafka unanimous. Well, that I learned the kalbochayim in the fashion. Since by the fashion, which is just so chomer, the Torah says there, it says Acharam Lahatzis, no question about it. That's even Rabbi Yoshi agrees. It says that pasuk by Din and Nefashis. And by Din and Nefashis, you don't have to have all 23 lining up and saying Chayiv, 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 Chayiv. You can have 12 against 11, Letoiva. You can go and have 13 against 10, Chasishom Lera. Sorry, to convict, Chulila. Ah, so you see, you go Basarayiv. So Kal V'Chayimah, the same thing Abad applies. Din and Mamlis, you can go Basarayiv. But there's no din of Bezin night. You can even have the Chachilah Bezin Shokel. That would also work. Yes, sir.
In a Bezin Abadol, which is 35-35, what do you do?
I mean, if you, according to Rabbi
Yehuda,
yes. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says you keep on adding more
and more
until you find exactly. We'll get to that further. The Masechta Yefrek,
you're
two at a
time.
I believe Gemara says two at a time, but Mechem we'll see. But Mechem, the Gemara asks, if you have two at a time, and then you have 35, you have 35. But eventually, you'll find
you
break the deadlock. Mechem will get to it.
Keep getting votes. The Democrats do it all.
Turn about
California elections.
Okay, Rabbi Sat. Tan Rabban, we have now a Braisa. The Braisa is a little bit different than our Mishnah in that the Braisa begins the same way Dinah Mamas Bishloisha, but Rabbi Omer Bachamisha. No, Dinah Mamas, you have to have five. What do you have to have five? Kadesh Yegomer Hadin Bishloisha, so that the Gemar Din should be with three. Then three should agree to the Gemar Din. In other words, what it sounds like is, since you're going Basaroy, so you should have three against two, and since the Torah says three times over him, you want that the decision should be made by three, so that's why you start off with five, so the Gemara Din will at least be with three. Frey Timara, Otu Bitlosa, Mi'ilei Gomer Dina, Betray. In other words, the Gemara is saying, I don't understand your fact, but I don't understand your thought process. The Torah requires three. It doesn't require that the Gemar Din be three. You start off with three. If you start off with three, even if the Gemar Din is only with two, meaning two against one, isn't that sufficient? And the Gemara, Hachi Kama, and the Rebbe said, no, Nishi Gemar Din Bishloisha. I disagree with you. When the Torah says, Elihim, 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 it's not talking about how many you start off with in the Bezdin panel. It tells you the Gemar Din, the
conclusion,
the verdict has to be issued by three Dayanim that all hold either the same, either Zakai or Chayiv or Osir or Mutter, whatever it happens to be. So the requirement is not for the Tchilas Din, but it's for the Gemar Din. So Timura, Alma Kasavar, you see that Rebbe holds Tlosa Kiksivu when it says in the 33, the Gemar Din Iksivu, it means the verdict at the end. So Megadah Baravo, Ravo says, I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Elamayata, according to that way of thinking, Elamayata Tei Sanhedrin Gedolah, every time the Sanhedrin gets together, maybe they should have Tzricha Me'evarbon the Echot, they should start off with a panel of 141, because in case you have a Roiv, Kidei Shigomer Hadin B'Shiv the Echot, so that the Psak is issued by 71. In other words, if you're telling me that all the numbers of our Mishnah, the 3 and the 23 and the 5 and the 70, 71, we're all talking about the Gemar Din, the verdict that is issued by the Bezin, that's where the numbers count. So then, theoretically, since we know by Dina Nefashis, you go Basar Roiv. So therefore, all you have to do is have a verdict of 71. So that means you have to start off with 141 so that you get a verdict of 71. If you started with 71, you might only get a verdict of 36 against 35 or 40 against 31. But that's certainly not 71. And you're telling me the Gemar Din has to be issued by 3 or the Chayyim by 71. And the same thing applies to the Bezin of 23. The Tei Sanhedrin Ketana Tzricha Arboim V'Chamisha. start off every din Torah which din nefashis with 45. Why? Kiddushi gamar adin b'shloisha v'yasim. Since you're allowed to go basar roiv, so what would be the roiv of 45? 23 against 22. So are you telling me that the Torah is requiring for the gamar din these numbers of the 3, the 5, and the 7, and the 23, and the 71? So it means you have to start off almost double? Allah says gemara esvili shivim ish omarachmana b'shasa sifa shivim. At the time that you are starting the Din Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu esfuli gather 70 at the outset. Not that 70 have to issue the psak at the end. 70 at the outset. V'shavto eda v'tzilu eda, nami, mishash shvitasa eda. When you're putting together the bezin of 23, you assemble the 23 shoftim dayanim that are going to decide the case. Not that the 23 are the ones that issue the final psak, good or bad. For that you can have, you don't need unanimity. You can go and have right. So, and therefore, Rebbe, if the reason why you're saying five is because the Gemara didn't have to be shloisha, that would seem to be faulty thinking on your part, because nobody ever heard of such a concept by the Sanhedrin. You have to start with 141. Or the Gabi, the Bezdin of 23, you have to start with 45. So, you know what? You're right. I changed my mind. That's not the reason of Rebbe. Why does Rebbe need five? Because let's go over the psukim again. Asher Yoshion Elihim Trey. One of the three psukim, if you go back to the top of the Yomid, when we have the three psukim, Menikra Balabai Elihim Hari Kan Echad, Adolhim Yavadar Shneim was two, and then Asher Yashion Elihim. Now the word Yashion, remember Barry pointed out before that the word Yashion, he pointed out Elihim, but Yashion for sure is a Lashon plural. If it's plural, then that means two Elihim, two Dayanim. Oh, if that's the case, in other words, in the same pasuk, we say the word Elihim twice. We have the first time it says, Ad Elihim Yavid Vashneim, that's once. And then Asher Yashi and Elihim Yishal Vashneim is twice in the same pasuk. Just like that, Elihim is two. Ayashashi'un doesn't say Yashi'ah. It says Yarshiyun, that's Rabbim. Adulim Yavad Hashem is also two. 2 + 2 = 4. Malamatishnaim, Afkan Malishnaim. And Vein Bezin Shokul, like Rabbi Yonison said, we ignore the first one. That's the Tchilah, that's the Gufay. Oh, so Mitzvah Aliyan, Chamisha, that's how you have five all together. Having nothing to do with Gemar Din Bishloisha, you have to start it with five because of Yarshiyun is two. Pray to Marabanan, what do they say? Yarshiyun Ksif. If you look in the Torah, it's a Kri Ksif. What means a Kriik Siv? It doesn't say with a Vav. In fact, if you look at the Torah Ora Sholem, here on the Amid Beis, it's about in number 2, you go down 6-7 lines, Asher Yarshiyun Elihim, Yarshiyun has a Kubitz, not a Shurik. Shurik is the Vav with a Pintala. Kubitz means the three dots coming down. So why did the Torah Taka write it with the three dots? Normally you would write it with a Vav, to tell you you can read it as if it says Yarshiyun, like the top Rashi says, Basakriya Azlinam the Ikra. So Machlaikis, and that's gonna be tomorrow Machlaikis, whether you go Yeshem and Mikra. Sorry, exactly. Do you look what is the Ikra, the way it's written or the way that it's pronounced? And we pronounce it Yarshiun, and therefore the first man the Yama says, that's why it says Rebbe, you have to have two. The other man the Yama, but since it's written without the Vav, you read it as if it said Yarshiun, not that you read it when you're laying the Torah, but for purposes of drushes, it's only considered to be one, therefore you add 1 + 1 + 1 = 3 altogether, and not 5. Stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha.